Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The world's preeminent talk radio portal.
All about your health.
And now here's Melanie Cole, MS, host of Staying Well.
Everybody knows that aloe vera is great for cuts and sunburns, even bug bites. It's been called the first aid plant. But what about the rest of the body? Are there benefits for your insides too? My guest today is Dr. Ahmed Abdullah. He's a board-certified plastic and cosmetic surgeon and internationally recognized expert on the restorative and medicinal effects of aloe vera. So, Dr. Abdullah, aloe vera, we've heard that it's good for the skin. Can it also help with other parts of our body as well?
Absolutely. Aloe, the reason it's good for the skin and all that is because it's a very, very potent anti-inflammatory. Think of it as, you know, you take aspirin or ibuprofen or you take steroids for something. Those are medications you take to cut down inflammation. Well, aloe vera does that naturally, and so it doesn't have the side effects of all the medications and drugs and pharmaceuticals. And it's one of the most potent anti-inflammatories really known in a natural state. And that's why it's been used forever for things like bug bites and sunburn and things like that, because those are all inflammatory conditions. And so when you cut down the inflammation, it gets better. And so, you know, now we're also recognizing that a lot of the internal issues, you know, even something like diabetes, is caused by inflammation. Inflammation plays a large part in its process, such as inflammation of the pancreatic cells that, you know, make insulin. Even heart disease, they're finding evidence that inflammation in the heart vessels is what causes a lot of the plaque to form and things like that. So inflammation is a kind of a culprit in a lot of things that go wrong with the human body. And so if there's some way to deliver an anti-inflammatory to those areas, then certainly that would be beneficial. You know, now I'm not saying that aloe can be delivered efficiently to all those areas, but certainly that's one of the reasons why aloe is being researched and looked at as being a possible product to use for such conditions.
Well, I remember growing up, Dr. Abdullah, my mother had a plant, and if we ever, you know, got a problem, she'd just break off a piece and rub it on us. But as I understood it back then, I'm sure I'm wrong, but is it poisonous to eat the plant directly? Or,
you know, it's,
how do you ingest it?
It's not poisonous to eat it directly. Now, but, you know, aloe is a plant, and it's got lots of components to it, if you may, lots of chemicals to it. You know, I don't like using the word chemicals because people get all worked up that, oh my gosh, chemical, but, you know, life is made up of chemicals. So aloe vera has over 3,000 different ingredients or chemicals or components that make up its parts, if you may. And not all of them are beneficial. You know, we're just over the last number of years, a lot of research has been done. We're trying to figure out, you know, what in aloe does what. But some of them are not. And so, one of the things that's found in the whole aloe leaf is anthraquinones. Anthraquinones, you know, if you take them a lot, yeah, they're not poisonous, but they can certainly make you sick. They can cause diarrhea, things like that. So not everything in aloe is good, and that's why when, you know, we use aloe certainly in skincare products or in any kind of ingestibles, it's processed aloe, and it's processed with the bad stuff taken out and the good stuff concentrated. And
so how do you know the products? There's probably 12 million of them out there. There's juices, and so, you know, there's liquids available, and there's so many ways to get it now. So how do you know which way to get it if you wanted to use it as, say, you know, to help with your colon or, you know, to help with inflammation or inflammatory conditions within the body? How do you know how to use it?
Well, that's a billion-dollar question. And, you know, there's really, you know, the problem is there's no standardization. Actually, it's not a problem, but it is a problem in the sense there's no standardization in the aloe industry. And, of course, you know, aloe being good, if there's all kinds of witches' brews out there that concoct an aloe and say this is going to be good for everything you do. That doesn't necessarily mean there's good aloe in it. Doesn't necessarily mean there's enough aloe in it. You know, so there's just a lot of abuse out there. And, unfortunately, the consumer really doesn't know. Now, one of the ways that you can know that you've got good aloe is, and we're trying to promote this. I was on the board of the International Aloe Science Council. The International Aloe Science Council is a body out there. It's a the private body. It's not a, a governmental body, but you know, their mission is really to educate the producers of aloe and standardize it. And so a lot of companies will get their, you know, the IASC has labs that will test the aloe for various aloe manufacturers and then certify it and saying, yes, this has got, you know, less than 4 parts per million of anthraquinones, it's got good stuff, you know, all of this stuff. And then it'll be certified. So if you go out to a store and you see, you know, 1,200 bottles of aloe there, and if you find one that has the International Aloe Science Council seal on it, then there's a pretty good chance that that aloe is you know, useful and good. So
we're looking for the International Science Council seal.
Yeah, International IASC, International Aloe Science Council.
The IASC, okay, yeah. So that's the way that
in
you
America,
can tell.
In America, that would be the what I would look at.
That would be what you would look for now. So how much do you recommend people ingest a day if they're going to go buy it, if they have high blood pressure, if they have a high CRP, so we know that they're inflammatory,
yeah,
situation. How much do you suggest we take every day?
Well, you know, it again varies with what the product you get, because different aloe will be in different concentrations. An ounce of aloe, my rule, if you may, and that's my personal, there's no studies, there's nothing to back any of this up, but is, you know, an ounce of aloe that has got, you know, 14,000 milligrams or so of aloe in it, then I think that's, you know, 1 ounce of that a day is pretty good for giving, you know, more is not necessarily better.
That's certainly, you know, and that's a great statement, because in today's sort of natural world we're looking at, people always think that more is better. Now, if we're looking at the skin itself, and you've got a book coming out, Simple Skincare, Beautiful Skin, a back-to-back basics approach. So tell us a little bit about our skincare. Now that the fall and the damage we've done during the summer, can we be using aloe vera? Tell us about your four-step process.
Well, my thought process on all of this is, you know, we use skincare products for our skin. Now, skincare products, you know, usually are, I'll just tell you, made to look nice, smell nice, and feel nice. They don't actually do a whole lot. and most skincare products are based in water. They start with a glass of water, add stuff, and make a product. My problem with that is now you wasted a big chunk of the volume in that bottle with water. And water really is not a great ingredient on the outside of the skin. It's great for you inside, but it doesn't get absorbed through your skin, and, you know, no matter what the marketing might tell you. And, you know, if we could absorb water through our skin, we could never go swimming, could we? We'd come out
That's
looking like
right.
a Michelin man.
Mm-hmm.
So the skin is a great barrier to absorption of certain things, including water. Well, you know, so to me, if I use aloe as a base for a product, then I've already got, you know, good aloe, obviously, good pharmaceutical-grade, pure, high-concentration aloe as a base. Now, I've already got an anti-inflammatory component, a healing component to my product, and I haven't even made a product yet. So then I add things to make a cleanser, exfoliant, what have you. So now you've got a good person. Make sure that you've got a good aloe-based product, because that is your first step. Because think about it, most skin problems are inflammation-based, from sunburn to eczema to, you know, whatever. Acne. So you've got to fight that inflammation right off the bat with any product. And then you keep the process simple. You know, the more steps you have in any skincare cleaning process or, you know, care process, more people are not going to be able to do it. So my four step is really simple. It's,
well, we only
clean,
have 30 seconds left, so give it to
you
us.
Clean, quick. Exfoliate, protect, and moisturize. That's
clean, exfoliate, protect, and moisturize. Use a good aloe-based formula. You've given us so much good information. Dr. Abdullah, do you have a website that you'd like to tell the people they can go to?
Yeah, it's www.lexli.com, and that's about aloe and skincare and all of that.
Well, thank you so much. And remember, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at radiomd.com. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.